The Changing University Classroom. We're visiting today with John Parrish, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. John, how is the classroom changing over time?
When I started out teaching in the late 1980s, we had a predominantly male classroom. We've switched to almost entirely female now. We went from students with an agricultural background in the animal sciences to almost totally having an urban, maybe a pet background, but not really an agricultural background.
And John, what kinds of things are you doing to adapt to these changes?
So when you have students that don't have that agricultural background, you need to give them a framework for them to integrate the knowledge that we're trying to communicate to them. In order to accomplish that, we use a lot of case study work. We have them actively engage with solving problems. We give hands-on work with animals, trying to get them to understand all the different things that we're talking about in class.
John, can you give us an example or two of some new things you've done in the classroom?
We do podcasting, which is really popular these days. So we teach them how to record something, how to make a visual component to that. But integrated within the knowledge that we're doing in the particular class that I teach, and that's reproductive physiology.
John, are there some new technologies you're looking at bringing to the classroom?
We began in around 2000 in doing what's called a flipped classroom, where we present material outside of class, and typically we do that with a podcast. There could be readings. I have online textbooks I've written. And then when you come to class, you do something active. I think that is what's going to be driving university education in the future, so that we're more involved in active learning in the classroom period of time and more of the passive learning things that students would do, they're going to do outside of class. And so we'll be actively engaged with either solving problems or working with animals, working with tissue. And I think that that's the future of a university education as we move forward.
What satisfies you the most about this?
Well, I'll tell you, I had an interesting student early on in my career where we were talking about some things that happened on his dairy farm. And I realized that from what we talked about in class, he made a tremendous change in what they were doing. So I've taken that to try, how can I get them to think beyond the exact material here? How can I get them to change things? In general, we're training people to be the managers. They're going to be the managers of agriculture in the future. We want them to think really broadly about how they should do that. And how do you train those people? They don't have any experience in some of these things. And so that's what I'm trying to get at.
We've been visiting with John Parrish, Department of Animal Science, University of Wisconsin-Madison, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. And I'm C.V. Kenyon.